League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Major League Soccer begins its 25th season tomorrow. The Houston Dynamo begins its 15th season here after the relocation from San Jose. Championships the very first 2 years, 2006-2007. Lean years recently, helping explain why it's their new head coach who joins us the eve of the opener. Dynamo and LA Galaxy, Mother Nature coming through in spades. Hey, it's still February. We're going to be gorgeous for a 2:30 kick tomorrow, Dynamo and Galaxy. Tab Ramos joins us. Charlie here in the studio, Tab. And, well, let me open with this. How tired of you are of getting asked about being the answer to that trivia question, the very first player to sign with MLS a quarter century ago?
Hi, Charlie. First of all, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. I get that question all the time, but, I guess it's kind of neat to be the first guy. You know, when I signed with the league, the league didn't even have names for the teams. It's been a while. It's nice to see how far it's come along.
All right, years of success cultivating young talent with the under 20s that hopefully will bear fruit going forward for the national team. What made you decide now's the time to take on the MLS challenge with the Dynamo?
I felt like this was the right city for me. I felt like this roster already included the type of players that I personally like to coach. We have very technical players on the team, and that sort of fit with the way I like to play. So I felt like it was a great fit all around.
Well, changes, of course, typically come due to lack of success. Only one playoff season in the last six here, but you really like the nucleus?
I do, actually. Obviously, you know, we'll have to wait and see how the season unfolds. But, you know, we changed a couple things. We're trying to make the team a little bit more dynamic going forward. But in general, we'll wait and see as the season, you know, as the season goes on. I'm happy in general with the starting group that we have.
To style, and you made a first allusion to it there, to those Dynamo fans existing, thirsting to get back on the plus side of things, and to those maybe curious, the start of a new season, a new outlook. You're a three-man attack guy. Give us the thumbnail of how you want the Dynamo to be playing when it's playing well.
Yeah, I like to have three guys up front always with two right behind them, you know, high pressing, trying to win the ball back on the opposing team side of the field. In general, I'm not a coach that likes to wait for the other team and encounter. I like to be the one that sort of, you know, proposes the way the team is going to be laid out in the field and the way the game unfolds. But we'll see. You know, sometimes it's easy to say all the things that you want to do and how everything's going to look, and then you have to start molding the team into looking exactly the way you want it to look.
A fresh start, obviously, with your presence and certainly some roster turnover. Chicken or egg question for you, Tab. Does winning, getting off to a good start, does that breed chemistry, or is it more chemistry breeds winning?
I think it's a little bit of both. There's no question that winning always helps, even when you're playing poorly. You know, some people say, well, you know, it's better to play well and lose than play poorly and win. And I just think that winning is always the good part. So I think that, you know, hopefully we start off on the right foot because, you know, when, you know, any new project that starts, especially with a new coach and with most of the players that remain from the, you know, from what was happening in the past, I think if you can start with a win, it certainly makes it a little easier.
Let's get some of the player names into the mix in terms of the firepower. And there was some goal-scoring capability here last year. Albert Elise back, Mauro Minota's back. Key off-season addition, can you touch upon Darwin Quintero? And where you think your offense can rate within the league? Elite, above average, or all wait and see?
No, I mean, I think it's, you know, of course, you always have to wait and see because every year is different. But I think when you put a player like Darwin Quintero right behind two goal-scoring threats like Mauro Manotas and Albert Ellis, that's scary for any defense in the league. So I'm hoping that as the year goes on, these guys will develop that great chemistry between the three of them, and because I truly think that they're really dangerous together.
Talk with the Dynamo's new head coach, Tab Ramos, season opener tomorrow out at BBVA Stadium, 2:30 with the LA Galaxy. I don't know how much tape from last season you bothered with. I'm sure with individual players, the outlook is, hey, clean slate with me if you do your job and you perform. But did you assess it's the defense that really needs a pretty major cleanup pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at everything from last year, and sometimes, you know, defending, you can look at defending and say, well, you know, let's fix defending by just changing the defenders, and that's not normally the way it works. I'm a true believer that defending starts with your forwards, you know, just like attacking starts with your defenders. And so if you develop a proper way to play, I think you're going to score goals. If you develop a proper way of defending, that always starts with your forwards channeling play one way or another way or pressing the ball high. So I think that defending needing to be improved is everyone's responsible for that. So that's sort of the approach that we've taken here, that everybody's responsible for their part of the field in terms of defending and attacking. And so I'm hoping that the team, you know, as time goes by here, that we really start looking into, you know, as that cohesive unit that can do it together all the time.
Tab, obviously your job is the on-field product, the overwhelming portion of the job. But as you were considering taking the job and conversations maybe at the ownership level or with Matt Jordan, the general manager, is there any blend in your role as you see it, the coaching with the marketing? The Dynamo's stature in this market has slipped with the team performance over a period of years, and Houston can be a little bit of a funky front-running market, as can be most, but maybe a little more magnified here for a number of reasons in terms of really boosting the Dynamo's presence and relevance here.
Yeah, there's no question. That was at the forefront of a lot of the conversations that we had with ownership and with the president, John Walker. I know that he hasn't been here for that long. I think it's only been about a year. And I know that he's implemented a lot of things to try to get into the market better. And that was part of what we talked about. And I think that's why, you know, I may have been the right fit for the club as well, because, you know, I've been sort of selling the game, you know, since pretty much since I was, you know, in my late teens. You know, we're trying to develop soccer in this country for a long time. We've gone through the times with the national team when, you know, no one knew the national team even existed. And we sort of, you know, are always selling the game and preaching about the game. And I think, you know, that's certainly something that we have to do here. We have to be out on the community. We have to show the community that we care about them and that we represent them the right way. And only if we know the community, we're going to be able to represent them the way they want to be represented.
Two more expansion teams this year. The Beckham Group finally getting underway in Miami. Also Nashville with another four coming over the next couple of years, which will get MLS to 30 franchises. It's been steady and at times accelerated growth. Tab, I'm curious your thoughts in terms of the depth of talent, the growth of the talent spread now across 26 teams for this season. The on-field product, where do you see MLS at?
I think, you know, it's hard to believe, but it's getting better because, you know, we could say, okay, well, we have more teams, and if you have an expansion draft, of course, everyone's going to get diluted, but it doesn't necessarily work that way. MLS has become a league of buying players from overseas, and that could be South America, it could be Europe, it could be Africa, it could be anywhere. And so I think every year we're adding new talent to the league. So I think the league is getting stronger and stronger. And I think, you know, you just mentioned Miami as an example. Miami comes in and spends right off the bat, you know, $20 to $30 million on players. And that makes the league better, because that was not accomplished through expansion. That was accomplished through them being smart and buying some young players. They bought a bunch of young players from overseas, as well as some big superstars.
If I gave you a magic wand or had the power to declare you emperor of all things soccer, what is one rule change you might make for the betterment of the sport?
I think the one thing that I would change, if I had to change one, because we all have different ideas, obviously, I would try to align our calendar a little bit better with the soccer world. I know it's difficult and it's a challenge because of the weather, but I think that would be important.
Tab Ramos, new head coach of the Houston Dynamo, season opener tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 at BBVA Stadium. The first of a reworked schedule this year. Every team won't play every other team for the first time because, well, there are now 26 teams. Emphasis on conference play. Oh, last thing. Hopefully this is relevant for you several months down the road. What do you think of the playoff format in this league now?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think every team obviously have to have a strong season to get a chance to make it. And if you do, and if you're you know, and you're in good form in September, everybody has a chance to win it.
And no more aggregate, all knockout rounds once the playoffs start that kicked in last season. Tab, appreciate it. Belated welcome to town, and best of luck getting it going tomorrow.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Tab Ramos, new head man on the sideline for the Houston Dynamo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.